If you don't control reality, reality will control you. Transurfing is an extremely powerful tool for creating your own reality. My name is Dennis, and this is Transurfing World, where you learn transurfing techniques and concepts that can be applied into your own reality. Be welcome. Transurfing principles. Shaping your own destiny. When a person takes control into their own hands, their life is no longer dependent on circumstances. The little ship of life can be steered in any direction away from the fate that is allegedly predetermined for you. It's all very simple. Life is like a river. If you row the boat yourself, you can choose which direction in which you want to travel. If you simply give yourself up to the current, you will have no choice but to float in the direction the current carries you. If you want karma, you will have karma. When you think that your fate depends on some set of unforgiving circumstances or the mistakes of past lives, you bring that corresponding variant of your potential future into physical reality. The will is yours, for you are the child of God. If you want to be a master, then this too is in your power. The dual mirror will agree to anything. Welcome back to Transurfing World. My name is Dennis, and welcome back to another episode. In this episode, we are going to talk about this transurfing principle called shaping your own destiny. And as usual, I started off the podcast by reading the principle from the book 78 Days of Transurfing by Baden Zealand. This principle is very important. It's all about, you know, when you want to accomplish something, and obviously, your mind is going to create resistance, is going to create friction, right? Your rational mind is going to think of any impediment or obstacle that may be in your way when you set up a goal. Let's say you want to accomplish something, right? And in your mind, you want something, but your rational mind is going to step up and say, like, it's not possible. How are you going to do that, right? How are you going to accomplish that? And as you know by now in transurfing, we work with other intention. With other intention so we can accomplish our goals. Also, it's very important, the slide technique, when it comes to visualization. When you imagine something, right? When you want something from this reality, from this life, from this world, you have to set your goal and then just don't think about how you're going to achieve that goal, because it's going to come, right? As long as you connect the dots and you vibrate in the right frequency so you can achieve that dream reality. Let me explain to you how you can do that, right? So far, we've covered so many transurfing principles, and each of them have like a very specific purpose. Right now, for example, getting back to this principle, when you shape your reality, when you shape your destiny, it's like you telling yourself that what you want out of life, right, in the future. But again, the way we've been programmed, like our rational mind is going to jump up and it's going to say it's not possible, or it's going to raise questions like, how are you going to accomplish that kind of thing? And the answer is with the power of other intention. So the technique here that you have to use if you want to accomplish your most ambitious goals is that you have to visualize the process. And that's one of the transurfing principles we've already covered. Visualize the process. Be part of the process. When you do your visualization exercises, you have to visualize the process. You have to put yourself as the main character. Because if you visualize and it's for you like a movie, like you play no role in that movie, right? But when you visualize And there is this magic that our brain, you know, tune in when you connect the emotion with the image, right? Visualization itself is not going to give you anything. It's not, thought by itself is not going to give you anything. We've said that so many times. We need to work with other intention. That's the most powerful and efficient thing, the most powerful and efficient tool you can use to manifest. So again, getting back to visualization, we've already covered this. There's an episode called Visualization or the Slide Technique. I don't remember the name of the episode, but I think it's the Slide Technique. Yeah, I'm pretty sure it's the Slide Technique. But anyways, when you visualize, just to recap, you have to be a part of your visualization. You have to imagine yourself running around, let's say you want a car or a house, right? Running around the house, walking around your family, your loved ones with you. And that's how you visualize, right? That's the visualization technique, that's the slide technique, right? Now, in transurfing, if you want to work without intention, you have to imagine that. First thing first, like the visualization process. Then you don't have to worry about how you're going to create the reality you want, because again, you're not creating anything. You're just tuning yourself into a different frequency where you already have in a different reality what you want. Whatever you want to have from life, it's already in this world, in this life, in this reality. Just you have to tune yourself into a different frequency so you can achieve that naturally with the help of other intention. That's pretty important. So again, when you're visualizing, don't get yourself be carried away by the thought of how am I gonna do that? It's impossible now. You just, and you know, that thought can pop up in your head, but it doesn't matter as long as you obey transurfing laws. Let me tell you like a little metaphor, a little like story from the book, and I think it's a good fit for this concept. All right, and it says, it's only after taking, all right, so it says, it's like being on a nighttime flight. You can barely tell that the plane is moving, but the engine is working, so you know it must be moving. In the same way, the mind runs the visualization of your goal, in this case, the engine of the plane, while outside, the lifting force, outer intention, pulls the layer of your world, the airplane, towards its destination. So again, it's part of our human nature to doubt. It's part of our rational mind to look out for explanations for everything. And there is not such thing as that. Like, you cannot find explanations for everything. It's impossible. Again, in transurfing, it's about outer intention, how you create your destiny by combining transurfing laws, by changing your inner state, so you can reproduce a new life, a new reality on the outside, if that makes sense, right? So it's very important that when you visualize, it's very important, visualization, affirmations, we've covered this in previous episodes, but it's very important that you have to understand that you have to connect emotion with your image. When you picture something in your mind, connect it with your emotion. Try to raise that emotion, like if you already got what you want. And this is key here. Once you connect emotion, once you trick your mind, your subconscious mind, into thinking that you already got that thing, you automatically are going to move towards your dream reality. That's the concept here in transurfing. Connect your image with your emotion, with the most uplifting emotions you can find. So you're going to, this raises our vibration. This puts us in a different state of mind. This gives us coherence between our heart and our mind. Once we get coherence between our heart and our mind, everything is in harmony. Everything on the outside is perfect. It seems like magic. But you have to understand that when you go, you have to do the inner work first. But it's because on the inside, if you're feeling off, or it seems like you're doubting too much, like there's this dissonance, this friction inside, this is the friction, this is the incoherence between the heart and the mind. That's what we want to get rid of. We want to be in union, our heart on our inner mind. We want them to be in union so we can vibrate in the right frequency, so we can move our life towards our dream reality. That's what we want in transurfing. So again, in this concept, shaping your own destiny, you have to set your goals. You have to have a clear purpose, a clear goal, something that makes you happy. We've already covered in a previous episode how important it is to pick your goal properly. Once you have a clear purpose, you know exactly where you're going. And this combined with other intention, inner intention, you're going to get it. There's no other way around. But first, this is not like you're going to do this overnight. You have to do the inner work first. Once you do the inner work, everything is going to go smoothly on the outside, because you are vibrating in your right frequency and you are in your right reality, and eventually you're going to get whatever you want, whatever makes you the most, the happiest. Understand that. Just remember the airplane example I just read from the book. It's normal that your rational mind, you know, the way we've been programmed in a rational mind, we think, so many questions are going to be popped up. But it's fine. It doesn't matter. As long as we are doing the work, as long as we are going along with universal laws, everything is going to be all right. It's part of our human nature. So again, it's a concept that you have to be aware of. Awareness is important. I try every single episode to remind you that you have to be aware. Every single moment throughout your day, you have to stop and think and meditate and ask and question what you're doing, why you're doing this, why am I doing this, where am I going, why am I going to this place? Raise questions and then try to bring your mind back to awareness. Because nowadays with this hectic world, we go around, we work, we study, we are stressed out. You know, we forget who we are. We are humans. We're not robots. We're not machines, right? We have a mind, so we have to use it. We have our brain. We have this powerful inner force within ourselves that can do wonders, literally. Whatever you can imagine, you can have it. But you have to be aware of it first. And once you're aware of it, you can use it by applying universal laws. And that's what we want here with transurfing. In transurfing, we want to shape your destiny through the power of your mind and through the power of your intention. And more specifically, through the power of outer intention. We want to reach that. But first, we have to do the inner work. We have to find coherence between our heart and mind. We have to get rid of the dissonance and friction within, from our heart and our mind. And then you will see that life is going to go as you want. Life is going to be a dream. And, you know, it's amazing. So that's today's principle. Shaping your own destiny. And thank you so much for listening to Transurfing World. I hope you enjoyed the podcast and this episode. So if you have not subscribed yet, please do so. If you like this episode, please give it a thumbs up so we can reach more people. You know, more people can learn about transurfing. And I hope you have a great rest of the day. And I will see you tomorrow with another episode. Thank you so much. Bye-bye.